Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Kennedy. And we're going to be talking about four secret occult societies. Now, basically, if you look at what's going on in the world today and you try to make any sense out of what's going on, as I pointed out, if you watch 60 Minutes on a Sunday evening, why, one of the three sessions, one of the two sessions there, dealt with what's going on in Afghanistan, and they interviewed the general, four-star Marine general who's in charge of our forces in Afghanistan, and Scott Pelley was there. He asked him, I mean, what is your goal? He said, to win the war. Now, how many troops do you have? Well, we've got 90,000 of our troops and the NATO troops, and then about 300,000 Afghan troops, and he didn't mention, of course, the 100,000 contractors they have, but they've got about 450,000 to 550,000 troops over there in Afghanistan. And then, of course, Scott Pelley said, well, now, of course, there's only about 50 members of Al-Qaeda here, and that's right, there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, that we've got 550,000 troops over there fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And then, but what about the Taliban? How many Taliban are there? Are there 10,000? And the general said, no, much less than that. Well, tens of thousands? Maybe a few thousand Taliban. No, so we've got 550,000 people over there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. But the reason we're there is because the attack on America came from Afghanistan, and they were responsible, and that's why we've got 550,000 people over there. But of course, the 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden's family came from Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden originally came from Saudi Arabia. So why are we still fighting over in Afghanistan when Bin Laden, we're told, is dead and there's 50 members of Al-Qaeda there? Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense, the other things going on in the world today? I mean, there's just so many things going on that just do not make sense. Israel recently traded over a thousand murdering terrorists. They weren't all murderers, but many of them were responsible for brutal murders. And they traded over 1,000 terrorists, many with blood on their hands, for one Israeli soldier. Does that really make sense to you? And I would like to suggest that nothing makes any sense unless you understand there are other forces at work behind the scenes. Most people don't understand that there are secret occult societies, but certainly our guest does. He's been studying these, I guess, almost as long as I have. William, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
It's great to be on Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have an article at williamhkennedy.com called Strange Rites, How Secret Societies Serve Satan. And what I have done is I've given a brief summation of the four major secret societies that are the most influential, and I demonstrate that within these secret societies, there are occult rites and satanic rites and satanic practices that people may not even be aware of. Now, the first group I focus on is probably the most familiar to people, Freemasons.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. William, you go right ahead.
The Freemasons were originally a stoneworkers guild in the Middle Ages who built the cathedrals and castles of Europe. At the time of these...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, you will find out that Albert Pike says, we convinced Masons that we're telling the truth, but we're really not. We're concealing the real truth from all but the elect and the princes of Masonry. And at several places he talks about how they intentionally deceive the Masons, because most people would not remain in an organization that was frankly Luciferian. But of course the information is concealed from them. They do not understand this is a Gnostic religion. And certainly if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you read, of course, this one part of where they describe what happened in the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, why, of course, the Prince of Darkness created Adam. And of course, the Prince of Darkness, of course, was very important in person as far as the biblical story was. But Adam, of course, was made both of light and darkness. And it wasn't until the Angel of Light came along and told Adam it was all right to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that Adam could be set free. And when you read this, you just get totally confused. And you get confused because you're supposed to be confused, because they write in terms that you really can't understand. But, of course, if you trace the history of the Gnostic beliefs, and of course, this goes all the way back to the ancient mystery religions and the secret societies of antiquity, and they all understood what it was about, at least a small little group that's passed the secret down, going all the way back to the days of Nimrod, who wanted to unite the world under his rule. And, of course, when he failed, when God intervened, because he didn't want the world united, gave everybody different languages, it was that point that they established the secret societies and the mystery religions that passed the secret down from that point. And that is that there is a great deal of power you can get by, of course, worshiping the prince of this world, who is Lucifer. And there really are people who worship Lucifer. Have you never read the book Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky? And certainly one of his disciples is a man named Barack Hussein Obama, who's in the White House today, who is an activist who actually taught the methods of organization that Saul Alinsky taught. And yet if you read Saul Alinsky's book, you read the foreword, the dedication, the book is dedicated to Lucifer. Lucifer, the first radical. So go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Frank, Sabbatai Zvi died in the 1700s. He had a successor named Jacob Frank.
Now, this was a Jewish person who lived in Turkey in the 1600s, and he claimed to be the Messiah, and he had access to secret knowledge, and he had a number of Jewish followers who actually renounced Judaism and came to be his followers, and of course he was forced to convert to the Muslim faith. But his disciples all continued, and then they came to be followers of a man named Frank. And so there you had the Sabbateans and the Frankish Jews, and they were Jews, but they did not respect the Jewish religion. They really worshipped this man who claimed to be a Messiah, to have supernatural power, and of course he was basically, as well, a Luciferian. But go right ahead.
Well, Frank wanted to be crowned as the king of Jerusalem in the Holy Land, but he quickly discovered it wasn't feasible. So what he did is he had many of his followers convert to Christianity and infiltrate the Freemasonic lodges as well. And they bought this idea of crowning a king of Jerusalem in the Holy Land as a means to have a single world leader. The Francas bought this idea into Freemasonry. Now, this is where it gets very bizarre. Just to fast forward a bit to our time, there is a fellow in England called the Marquis of Northampton. His name is Spencer Compton, and he just retired as the pro grandmaster of the Masonic Lodge in London. Now, he for many years has had a plan to tear down the Dome of the Rock in the Holy Land on the Temple Mount and rebuild Solomon's Temple, with the goal, obviously, of crowning someone as Messiah. Now, just to bring this point home, one of his assistants, an Italian Freemason named Di Bernardo, published a book in 1996 called Rebuilding the Temple, the Masonic Plan for a New Utopia. So the Freemasons are openly and actively seeking to rebuild Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem. Now, for any Jewish...
Well, but that certainly wouldn't be all Masons. That would just be those who understand the secrets, because most Masons have no idea what this is really all about, do they?
Oh, no. They only go to the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry, and there's a whole other 30 rituals that they must go on to as well. Now, the 30th to the 33rd degrees of Freemasonry talk about rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. And the average Mason you see who raises money for, like, Shriners Burn Clinic have no idea this is going on. For them, it's just like a Boy Scouts for grown-ups, and they have no idea of the sinister intent of their leadership. It's a small minority of their leadership is behind what I'm talking about. So I'm not condemning every Freemason who is out there. I just want to make that. Some of them are friends of mine, so You're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. The average Mason is unaware of most of this. Now, what's even more disturbing about the Marquis of Northampton is he also believes in a thing called British Israelism, which claims that the Anglo-Saxon and Celtic people are actually the lost tribes of Israel, the 10 lost tribes of Israel, who migrated from the Holy Land through Europe into what is now called the British Isles. So he, in a sense, believes that the King of England is a direct descendant of King David of the Bible, which would give them a theological and political justification for rebuilding their temple. Now, I just found out something since the last time we talked to Dr. Stan. King Edward VI, who's featured in the film The King's Speech, which won an Academy Award last year, he was also a British Israelist. He wrote a letter in 1922 stating that he believed in British Israelism, and he was also a high-ranking Freemason. And after World War II, the British put out a victory stamp with Edward VI's image on it, and it has Masonic symbols on it. It has several things. It has a square and compass, a trowel and bricks, and a Masonic dove. So World War II was actually seen as a secret society victory over Germany, which involved another secret society that competed with them called the Thule Society, or Thule Society, it's sometimes pronounced. So World War II was really a battle of these secret societies, and when King Edward VI won it, the first thing he put on his victory stamp were all sorts of Masonic symbols. People can see the stamp photograph of one at williamhkennedy.com with the Strange Rights article. Now, it even gets stranger and stranger as you go along, because Northampton has hired Michael Bagent, who is the co-author of Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which basically believes that Jesus and Mary Magdalene had children, that these children migrated to Europe, and eventually through the Franks, the ancient kings of Europe, Charlemagne was a Frank, that their bloodline is a direct link to Jesus and Mary Magdalene. So they have this other connection to King David. And it's very odd because Michael Bagent is the chief person who promoted this idea, which was the inspiration for the Da Vinci Code. So what we're looking at here is, from all I can tell, it is a very bizarre attempt to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem and crown some member of the British aristocracy as king of Jerusalem, which would cause all sorts of problems, as you can imagine, with Jews, Christians, and Muslims.
I think it was very interesting. There's a television program, I believe it's on the History Channel. It's called Decoded. Was that the one they offered you the opportunity to do it?
Well, they offered me, a production company offered me a very similar show. They were going to call it History Decoded.
Okay.
They were going to offer it to the Discovery Channel and the History Channel.
Well, now, basically, they had a recent episode where they were trying these three intrepid people. I appeared on the program on another session where they were supposedly going to talk about the Statue of Liberty, and I was supposed to talk about that. I went all the way to New York, and we never got around to the Statue of Liberty. They asked me about the obelisk in the park in New York, which I knew nothing at all about. But anyway, of course, recently when they were talking about the cornerstone of the White House, they actually interviewed the official historian of the White House, and the subject of Masonry came up. And they said, well, what about Masonry? He said, oh, they keep the secret knowledge. They keep the secret knowledge. And instead of these three intrepid investigators asking, well, what's the secret knowledge? They went right on by that. But it's amazing. That was the function, according to Dan Brown in his book on the Lost Scroll. And, of course, that is the true thing. The Masons maintain the secret knowledge, but Very few people understand what that secret knowledge is. William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, just to point out, that program decoded, as you say, one reason I didn't want to do it is that the producers in the network would have full editorial.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
One world ruler. But you go right ahead, William.
Sure, Dr. Stan. I mean, I think that is their ultimate plan, the Freemasons and some of these other secret societies. Now, in my article at WilliamHKennedy.com, Strange Rites, I also go into something you've talked a lot about on your show, a Masonic spinoff fraternity called the Skull and Bones Society at Yale. And just to make it clear, this was founded in 1832, and it was founded on a Masonic charter from a German university at Yale University through what's called the Russell Trust. Now, the Skull and Bone has had many major world leaders. Both Bushes are members. Harry Luce, the founder of Time Magazine. Dulles, the founder of the CIA. And they have a very strange headquarters at Yale called the Tombs. And when they go through their initiation ceremony, they are forced to kneel before three figures. One is dressed as the devil, one is dressed as the Pope and a mitre, and the third is dressed like a black knight. And the initiate comes into physical contact with all three of these figures, and he is knighted by the fellow in armor who makes him a full member of the Skull and Bone Society. So in order to become a member of this group, you have to kneel and pay your allegiance to Lucifer. And what they're really doing, it looks like the Infernal Trinity. It's the opposite of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You have Lucifer, who's the fallen angel. You have an anti-pope who's wearing a pope hat called a mitre. And you have a knight who proclaims him a member, which is a representation of Satan, which is a title of Lucifer, which means the accuser. So they also do other bizarre things at the Skull and Bones during their initiation. Someone filmed them in their courtyard behind their building from an adjacent dormitory, and they perform a mock human sacrifice after they get initiated. And a very clever Yale student hopped over their courtyard wall and filmed it. And what he discovered was there was a kind of baptismal font that had two skulls, two Grim Reaper figures staring at each other holding a skull, and there was definitely dried blood in this font. I don't know who or what it was. There was also a divination device called the Wheel of Destiny, which is very similar to what you see in a tarot deck. Now, I don't know precisely what these things are used for or what rituals they're used for, but they're very, very creepy and very strange. Now, it's very odd. We get back to this situation, their connection with the Freemasons. When the Bonesmen graduate from Yale, their title, their official title is Patriarch. You refer to them as Patriarch. So you have this other connection to the Old Testament, which is very, very bizarre, very strange. John Kerry was a member of the Skull and Bones, and a few years back down in Florida, he was speaking at a university, and a student asked him about it, and the police, the second he mentioned the Skull and Bones, the police dragged him away and tortured him with a stun gun. This is all on film. You can see this, and John Kerry did nothing to intervene to help this person. He just allowed him to be dragged to the back of the auditorium and tasered with a taser gun, a bunch of cops piled on top of him, and dragged him away. So members of this organization are ordered never to mention anything about it to anyone. During the election when Kerry and Bush ran, they were confronted with this on network television, and they both refused to talk about it. They both changed the subject. And they will do that. I've met some Skull and Bones men, and when you mention it, they leave. They walk away, or they try and make a joke out of it, or they try and change the subject. But they will not discuss the true nature of this organization. Now, a woman, a Yale graduate, wrote a book about this called Secrets of the Tomb by Alexandra Robbins. And she interviewed former members privately. And they told her that they take an oath in the Skull and Bones to control the world through war and famine. Now, they're doing a really good job at it these days with the way the leaders of the world are acting.
And so, see, we have that, we carry that book, and we also have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. Important information you need to have available through Radio Liberty.
For across the sea. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Never seen the DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We actually carry it, the one that Alex Jones did. And it's very, very similar to a film where Tom Hanks was in. It was called, as I remember, it was actually put out, the film. It basically shows ceremonies very, very... very, very
Eyes
similar.
Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. And
Tom Cruise was in that film.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, right. I'm sorry, Tom Cruise. I stand corrected. And the man who produced that died immediately before it was ever released. But you'll actually see ceremonies which look exactly like the ceremonies they have before the owl. But we actually have some of their... secret publications. Nobody else has them, but we have copies. And where they write, certainly in the foreword to these books, which is published by the Bohemian Grove, we revere the owl. That's all it says, a whole page. We revere the owl. Why would you revere a symbol of evil? Go right ahead with him.
Well, it's very strange, Dr. Stan, because these other ceremonies they have, they call them hijinks. That's where we get that term, by the way. It trickled down into our vocabulary. And a jinx is actually a magical ceremony, like I'll put a jinx on you. That's the origin of the word. And in these theatrical productions, they have a very strange esoteric mishmash of rituals. And they do things like they worship the ancient Greek gods like Pan and Apollo. And they also have very strange things where they reenact Merlin and sorcery another bizarre thing. In 1957, their hijinks play was simply called Diablo, the devil. So these people are really just out-and-out Satanists. Now, Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter were both members of the Bohemian Grove, and Carter has never spoken about it, but they got a tape of Richard Nixon wherein he claims that the Bohemian Grove is a homosexual organization. This, he told this to Henry Kissinger, and of course, when Henry Kissinger learned of this, he joined a year later. So it's very bizarre that Richard Nixon would say that, and it's on tape. It's all over the YouTube if people want to hear it. Now, it's very bizarre because the New York Post on July 22nd, 2004, pointed out that a gay porn star named Chad Savage was hired as a valet at the Bohemian Grove. Now, Chad Savage gets something in the neighborhood of $20,000 a day to perform in hardcore gay films, and he was hired as a valet there, and I'm sure he was doing more, from what Nixon said, than serving drinks to people. He was obviously sexually servicing people. He wouldn't be there unless he was into that. And as I say,
let me just mention that Richard Nixon, if you've heard Sidney, what he said, he did not approve of it. I mean, whether you like Richard Nixon or not, he was offended by what he saw at the Bohemian Grove. He went there because he liked to rub shoulders with important people. Remember, Richard Nixon was only the president of the United States. The president of the United States is a figurehead for the people who really run our country. And Richard Nixon, in the remarks, and actually there are tapes of this, actually, they were recorded in the White House, and he was extremely critical of this group of men who meet regularly at the Bohemian Grove. And I've known people who've actually gone there. We're not bad people at all. They went there because there were other important people to meet, but I'm sure that some of them were very offended by what they saw as well. Others, of course, I'm sure were there to enjoy the advantages. We actually have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove where we actually have a woman who was sent there by the CIA to service the men who were there. And of course, she has a bizarre story to tell about her experiences at the Bohemian Grove. But you go right ahead, William.
Well, another president who was a member of the Bohemian Grove was Calvin Coolidge. And I discovered that when he came back from one of these meetings, he made an odd and very profound comment. He said, "The world is full of educated derelicts." You know, Calvin Coolidge isn't quoted very often, but that's really a stunning one, considering he said it right after a Bohemian Grove meeting. So we have presidents of the United States. As you say, most people join this group as an insider's club, and the rituals they do may not be heartfelt for them, but it is a group that they must join. Now, Ronald Reagan was a member of the Bohemian Grove, and he got his astrologer through another Bohemian Grove member named Merv Griffin, who people might remember as a talk show host in the 1970s. But he got a woman named Joan Quigley from San Francisco to work for Ronald Reagan, and Reagan must have taken all this occultism to heart because he took Quigley's advice in order to run U.S. foreign policy. So the occult aspects of this organization, Nixon may not have been that interested in it, but Reagan certainly was.
If I could just comment, Joan Quigley wrote a book. It's called What Did Joan Say? And, of course, Joan Quigley was Nancy Reagan's astrologer. And, of course, Ronald Reagan, most people don't know this, and most people don't want to know it, but Ronald Reagan was very deeply involved with astrology. And every time, of course, Nancy would go to see Joan Quigley, and it was almost on a weekly basis, she would come back to the White House, and the first thing that the president would say was, "What did Joan say?" Actually, Joan Quigley, by her own admission, ran the schedule of the White House, and they scheduled, they signed their treaties, they did certain things, held meetings, according to her astrology advice. The book is well worthwhile reading if you have any question about what we're saying. The book is entitled, What Did Joan Say? You can get it on Amazon. These are the sort of things that you will never hear discussed elsewhere. What Did Joan Say? By Joan Quigley. And the president and his wife, both deeply involved in astrology, and the fact that most people have never heard this, it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. The book, What Did Joan Say? By Joan Quigley. Go ahead.
Well, it's very frightening that we would set our foreign policy up, especially dealing with the Russians at the time, by an astrologer, which is very, very absurd. But there again, he met Joan Quigley through a Bohemian Grove member named Merv Griffin. And Merv Griffin was also the chief promoter of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who taught transcendental meditation. So the occult and mystical interests of these power brokers just becomes more and more shocking as you go along with it.
Well, of course, J.P. Morgan, the richest man in the world when he was alive, was deeply involved in astrology, and he credited his vast fortune to astrology. Henry Ford was deeply involved in spiritualism and theosophy, which is a satanic religion, and you can go back to his home. It's there in Detroit, Michigan. You can take tours of it, and if you can look in the section on the library, and all of his books on theosophy and spiritualism and the dark arts are there. Henry Ford, of course, was deeply involved in the occult. That's why he got his wealth. So this is where Andrew Carnegie got his wealth. This is where the Mellons' wealth came from. This is why the Rockefellers are so rich and wealthy, because many of them have been deeply involved in the occult, the Rothschilds as well. And the fact that people don't understand this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people have been allowed to think and believe. Go ahead, William.
Well, there was another astrologer named Sidney Omar that Ronald Reagan had used on and off, and he also tried out the psychic Gene Dixon, who he didn't like very much. Now, Richard Nixon actually depended on Nixon Dixon, but Nixon's secretary would meet regularly with Dixon. She would actually go right into the White House. She had also advised President Roosevelt, and Nixon set up his Israel policy based on what Gene Dixon told him. So Nixon did have a stronger connection to the occult than most people realize. It's very, very odd and very strange that these people would put things as important as national security in the hands of soothsayers and astrologers. But that just demonstrates their ultimate commitment the dark arts.
Well, of course, people have forgotten that George W. Bush was a member of Skull and Bones. He was also a member of the Bohemian Grove. His predecessor, William Jefferson Clinton, was a member of the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. He was also a member of the Bilderbergers, certainly his predecessor, George Herbert Walker Bush, was a member of Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove. He was a member of the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. He was certainly the director of the Central Intelligence Agencies that has strong ties to the occult. And then, of course, his predecessor was a man named Ronald Reagan, who both he and his wife were involved in astrology. And the average American has no understanding of what's really going on today. So Henry Ford President Ford was a Mason. So many of our presidents have been Masons or involved in one or another aspect of the occult. Of both Roosevelt and Harry Truman were Masons. Roosevelt was a 32nd degree Mason. Sidney Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Mason, but we never talk about these things today. Go right ahead.
Well, it's very strange, Dr. Stan, because when you consider that, as I said earlier, the last 3 degrees of Masonry from the 30th to the 33rd involved the symbolic reconstruction of Solomon's temple. Now, when you look at the modern formers of the State of Israel, it was Franklin Roosevelt, who was a 32nd degree Freemason, and he was also the 32nd president of the United States. Harry Truman, was a 33rd degree Freemason, and he was also the 33rd president of the United States. Now, Truman forced the State of Israel into being. He ignored the Congress and basically threatened to blackmail the United Nations if they didn't recognize the State of Israel formally. Now, you got to remember, at that time, Harry Truman's probably the closest thing to a global dictator that we've had, quite simply because the rest of the world was in shambles after World War II. Now, when they formed the State of Israel, it becomes stranger even again, because the original borders set out in the UN Council said it would go from the 30th degree to the 33rd degree on latitude and longitude. So you have this constant reference to Masonry and these numbers and the rebuilding of Solomon's temple. Now, if all of these people combined forces, they could certainly do this, but in order to bring this into fruition, it would cause a massive, massive war in Israel, wherein millions of Jewish people in the Promised Land will be butchered, and their own government would have had a hand in it. And again, I hope people don't think I'm anti-Semitic. I'm saying these things to protect the well-being of Jewish people in the Holy Land and around the world. It's a very dangerous place now. In the last 10 years, 250,000 Israelis have applied for dual citizenship with other countries because, quite frankly, they're terrified. They don't think it's safe to stay there anymore. And that's for to have 250,000 people with such a small population is quite startling. Our friend Barry Chamish, who's Jewish himself, has a lot more to say about this. But there again, if anyone gets anything out of what I've said tonight, do not trust these Freemasonic and Frankist elements in Israel. They are only going to bring out a big war. Now, the Muslims who are in Israel today are merely pawns in this greater plan. They've had many chances to create peace with the Palestinian people, but they simply refuse to because it doesn't fit into their plan to rebuild the temple and annihilate most of the Jews of the world, which is...
And I'm really very, very worried about what's going on. So the American intelligence agencies working in coalition as working in cooperation with British intelligence, the Bank of England. Oh, they have actually created these revolutions that have taken place in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya and now in Syria. This is all being, I mean, who do you think is funding the revolutionary movement in Syria? You don't get a spontaneous revolutionary movement there. Actually, they're all carefully coordinated. They've moved Turkey into the Muslim Brotherhood camp. They've toppled the government of Lebanon, brought it into the radical camp. We are transferring the governments all to the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic organization which has been financed since its inception in 1928 by either the British Intelligence Agency or the CIA. This is covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, because they think that we created a Frankenstein that's turned against it. I think we've created a Frankenstein that's doing exactly what we want, because I think we're preparing for a war with the Muslim world. When it's coming, I don't know, but I fear for the Muslim people, and a lot of them are good people. I mean, certainly I don't want to see a war come and slaughter the Muslims, and certainly there will be terrible consequences as far as Israel is concerned. Our guest, of course, this evening is William H. Kennedy. William, how can people get to your website and get this essay? It's well worthwhile reading.
WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. It's free, no registration. And if you like it, send it to five other people.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, he goes on to talk about the Bilderbergers, and he's written a book called Satanic Crimes. We do carry it. Goes into the satanic crimes of the Bilderbergers, and we have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers, on the Bohemian Grove, on Skull and Bone. And we actually carry William's book as well. On Satanic Crimes, we have a four-tape set on that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Get his material. It's excellent. William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, just to, as I say, I'm for peace and I don't want anyone harmed.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
In the mid-80s, her name was Christine Van Hees. And it was discovered that this woman by the Regina Wolf had testified before a council in Belgium, and she said that she saw a girl named Chrissy had murdered by this group, and the police confirmed that. They found the body of a 15-year-old girl named Christine Van Hees in 1984.
We're going to have to let you go, William. We're out of time, but fascinating information. I recommend you go to William H. Kennedy's website, William H. Kennedy. Is that .com or .org?
.com.
.com. Get his material, ladies and gentlemen. This essay he has written, well worthwhile your time to understand what we are aligned against today. That's WilliamHKennedy.com. God bless you, William. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that's this, William H. Kennedy. He does a good job. He's one of the best informed people in the country, and we recommend his material to you. We do carry his book on satanic crimes. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. We have a four-CD set. We have four CD sets on the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Bilderbergers, and we carry a book on the Bilderbergers by Daniel Ustulin. We carry a book on the Skull and Bones by this woman that he had mentioned. We have the material that you need to get to understand what we are up against. So you need to understand that this is not simply make-believe. This is very real. There are secret societies out there, and you need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle against supernatural forces that are intent upon destroying our nation and plunging us into chaos and crisis. The revolution has already begun. This Occupy movement, Occupy Washington, is simply the early stages of a coming revolution that will eventually turn violent. And I hope there's some way we can prevent it, but I think it's going to have to run its course. Your job, of course, is to inform others. Your job is to pray. Because, of course, this is a supernatural battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is still primarily spiritual. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it. And if you can't afford it, or you certainly don't want to put the money out, go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos, not videos on the web, but videos. And then you scroll down on that. You can watch my video on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And many of the other videos are posted there. We hope that you'll want to buy them and copy them and get them out and talk to people about what is really going on today. I said, remember Barack Hussein Obama was an activist who taught Saul Alinsky's techniques of community organization. Saul Alinsky wrote a book. It was called Rules to Radical, and he dedicates the book in the foreword to Lucifer. Well, this is not imaginary. And, of course, you understand there really are people out there who actually worship Satan and Lucifer. And basically, they feel this is where the power is, and they're absolutely right. We need, of course, to counter that. We can't do this on our own. We're going to have to do it through prayer. We're going to have to do it by education. But basically, in the final analysis, the decision is not up to us, but to God, and we want to be worthy of his intervention. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision, our protection. We ask you to pray for Ron Paul, because I think that he is a target for these people. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones, and certainly for Joyce Riley, and for the others who are involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we'll be back in just a moment here for the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom for Discount Gold and Silver, and we're going to just be talking about what's going on in America today. Now, the first thing you have to understand is you're being lied to. Things are far worse than you have any idea. There's an article by Robert Samuelson, and we actually, I'm holding it in my hand here. He's talking about unemployment. What is the unemployment? Well, everybody knows it's 9.2%. How do you know it's 9.2%? You've read it in the paper, but that really is not true. That is the U6, pardon me, that's the U2 rate, and of course that has very little to do with the truth. Robert Samuelson, and certainly I find him a fascinating commentator, and this recent article, he talks about the real level of unemployment. The fact that we currently have approximately 14 million people in America who are unemployed. We have 9 million who are underemployed, and they would be within the U6 level of employment, and we have 6 million people who have simply given up looking for work because, of course, they've gotten so discouraged. So if you have 14 and 6 is 20 and 9, 29 million people unemployed, underemployed, or simply given up looking for work. That's the real figure. The real inflation rate's over 11% because they keep changing the definition. You see, figures don't lie with liars figure, and they go to work for the government. They get well paid for lying to the public. If that indeed is true in the inflation rate, the real inflation, not the the doctored inflation, because they keep changing the definition. But if the inflation rate, and it, look and see what's happening to food prices, they're going to raise the price of a stamp again, another a penny at first of the year. And I can remember when you could mail a letter for a penny, and then I remember the 3-cent stamp. I mean, that's the way it was when I went into medical practice. It cost you 3 cents for a stamp. Today it's going to cost you 46 or 47 cents. For a stamp to mail a first-class letter. And this is because they've systematically and intentionally destroyed the value of our currency. And basically, of course, what's happening as far as the gross domestic product, they tell you that it's up maybe 1% to 2%. Actually, it's falling because you have to use the correct figure for inflation when you actually calculate the gross domestic product. And we're actually falling behind 1% or 2% every year. Well, Melody, tell us your take on what's going on today.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, they do lie about everything. Certainly, they're not going to tell the truth. And as far as inflation, I mean, I think this time you're going to see a massive global inflation. You have all these troubled countries, you know, the European, the EU, who will be printing trillions of dollars in order to just to save the day instead of trying to save the whole system. So I think this is going to reach down, and as far as I know, the world has never experienced a massive inflation that I believe we will see.
And I think what you have to understand, what they should do is simply let the system collapse. In other words, let the banks go bankrupt, or let the bankers who brought this hole on go bankrupt and send them to prison for malfeasance or for stealing people's money and their deposits. But at least we would have a sovereign currency. What they're going to do, of course, is allow this inflation to take place and destroy the value of the currency, impoverish our people, and so when the whole thing collapses, of course, people will be impoverished. And that's the plan. But we're not one person in 1,000 understands what it's really all about. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom, will be back in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Well, I'm really very concerned, Melody. I'm sure you're right, and I think that an awful lot of people are going to be totally impoverished before this is all over, because inflation simply is the invisible tax means by which you destroy the value of people's lifetime savings.
You're correct. I spoke to a client. He was telling me about his mother. She has all these funds and CDs, and she just can't understand how she's losing purchasing power against inflation. Her rate, she was getting like 2% or something like that, and certainly we know what the, you know, inflation is extremely higher than that when you bring in the food prices, and it's difficult to understand why people can't see this and how they're losing purchasing power. But there is something, particularly with the older generation, so many just feel, senior citizens, they just feel that getting that piece of paper and seeing those numbers, it's reassuring. And they have bought into the system. They have bought into, you know, the government will take care of it. And perhaps they're at ages where they just feel, you know, it really doesn't matter. Maybe they, you know, they're closer to, they live their life. They have no concern. And what's bad is they'll just let it sit in there and let it go to waste. And but you have a lot of people who don't understand, as you mentioned. And I was shocked today when the Guardian newspaper came out and reported that France and Germany came out again with another agreement. I don't know how many more agreements they can come out with, that they were going to, you know, increase their agreement to $2 trillion. And our stock market turned around and wiped out all the losses from yesterday. It didn't settle up that high. But, and I'm thinking to myself, how is this possible? You know, here you have two, they're increasing their commitments to $2 trillion. How is that a positive other than to keep everything from failing? But again, that's just saving the day. It's not saving the future or the system. And, you know, you would think that the markets would be reversed, but again, that is the manipulation and everything else that you see with the timing of everything. And don't ever forget that so many of these announcements, legislation, everything is all created. It is truly like a play, and they have acts and everything is released and timed accordingly, so everything falls into place and does what they want it to do. And I do believe that.
And I think you're absolutely right. And people have to understand that as they create this money out of nothing, they destroy the value of the existing money. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And we're talking about what's going on as far as over in Europe. They're just going to come up with all of this money. Now, where are they going to get the money? They're going to create it. And it's going to be created now, not supposed to. It's all illegal. Basically, the European Union agreement that they have, and the charter of the European Central Bank, they're not to be creating money out of nothing. They do not want to have inflation to wipe out the value of the currency. This has happened several times in Europe in the past century, and the people in Germany certainly saw what happened after the Weimar Republic. They saw what happened after the Second World War. They fear this happening again, but of course it's going to happen. And of course that's because the leadership of both political parties are in on the scam. The one thing they want is to keep the European Union together, because it is a basic building block of this one world government that they want to bring about. And I think it's vitally important that people understand what's going on. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-800-1-888-544-8927. 1-888-544-8927. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. I think it's vitally important that people understand that the ultimate goal is a one-world government. They want, of course, to have the building block of the European Union. They want to put together a North American Union. So no matter what it costs, even though it destroys the life savings of certainly most of the 350 million people or more over there, they're quite willing to sacrifice that. because this idea of the world government is far more important than the support of the people. The people have no place to go. What do you do when you control both political parties? You control the media, you control the money, and suddenly the electoral system is a fraud. The people have repeatedly voted against, and suddenly extending, creating more money. And the leaders are going right ahead because they are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Any thoughts on that, Melody?
You're right. I mean, they don't care. They do what needs to be done. And people will try to make a change. I think that's what we're seeing now. You have all these tremendous riots, you know, in Greece and, you know, in the European countries. You're beginning to see demonstrations here. I mean, this is how the people will react, and unfortunate, you know, I mean, I really don't want to see that type of social unrest here in the States, this is how people will react. The more dire the situation becomes, the more jobs that are lost, jobs aren't coming back, they're only going to continue to leak out of this country, and, you know, I just can't see how people cannot see the writing on the wall. It's there. And people do have, right now, have an opportunity to do what needs to be done to protect themselves and their families.
Well, I think that people have to act and act quickly. Melody, how is business doing as far as you're concerned? Are more and more people turning to gold and silver? Is it still just about as it always has been?
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare. I think it's pretty much business as usual, but this is always our busy time of the year. Gold does the best in the latter months, although we've seen it reach highs in other months of the year too. So, you know, I don't think people should wait to see what gold is doing in May to make a purchase. You know, just like oftentimes we have the summer doldrums, sometimes we see those and sometimes we don't, and gold performs accordingly to what is happening, because it is very responsive to the economy and what is happening here and around the world. So these are always good months for us. I do see changes, but when we have a little pullback in gold, people have a tendency to wait to see what's going to happen. If it looks like it reaches the bottom, then they'll come in and make their buys. They're definitely taking advantage of the pullbacks that we've seen in both gold and silver. Gold and silver is something that when you're looking to preserve your wealth, you really shouldn't try to time the market. It's almost impossible. And I have clients who make buys and they say, well, I guess gold will go down tomorrow, you know, because it just seems that they always time it that way. But they understand the importance, and it's the key to is the accumulation and protecting what you have.
I certainly agree with you. Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand what indeed is going on and that they make their plans accordingly. Basically, there is no instance in all history where a nation has gone into a fiat money system, which we have, which the whole world has, where that system has not eventually collapsed. Why? Because, of course, the politicians just want to keep spending money that they don't have. Here in the United States, 43 cents out of every dollar our government spends has to be borrowed. And basically, we're borrowing money so we can give it to the states, so we can give it to other countries, so we can keep our forces over in Afghanistan putting out I think we've invested almost $1 trillion over there, and we are fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's right, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We have, between American forces, 90,000, NATO forces, 46,000, contractors, 100,000, Afghan troops, 300,000, about 5.5 million people over there, and they're up against those 50 members of Al-Qaeda that are so dangerous, and of course, bin Laden is long since gone. There hasn't been one significant terrorist attack that originated in Afghanistan. In fact, the original attack didn't originate in Afghanistan. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden and his family came from Saudi Arabia. So why did we attack Afghanistan? Well, that's where the poppy fields are, ladies and gentlemen. Our troops are over there guarding the poppy fields. And we've had people come back who have been very disturbed, soldiers, about the fact that we're their job many times is to guard the poppy fields. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, you have a comment, this is the time to call in. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, where do you think this whole situation, the Occupy Wall Street, is going to go, Melody?
I don't know. Winter's coming, so we'll just have to see what they do and how long they can stand the cold. Snow's coming this week and supposedly flurries anyway. So I think it's a misunderstood movement, but it also does show that, there's supposedly funded by Soros and so forth. And but perhaps if it draws attention, in whether it's the right way to draw attention or the wrong way, if it draws attention and perhaps someone will say, hey, maybe I need to check into something. Maybe I need to pay a little bit more attention. And, maybe I agree, maybe I disagree. If it can just bring one person around or two people or three people, it has its benefits. We'll have to see how it plays out. Unfortunately, I've been seeing articles where they think that it might still escalate to more violence and I hope not, but that's always the case. And, I think there's a few there who really know what's going on. They have so many different issues. I'm not sure if they're really addressing the right ones. And again, it often seems that whenever there's some sort of a movement, they never seem organized. And perhaps that's the person who comes in and to intentionally disorganize the movement or the group or so forth. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But I do know when gasoline prices were approaching high levels a couple years ago, I have a lot of truckers who are customers. And I was speaking to one gentleman, and it was when they were a lot of talk of striking. And he says, it'll never happen. He says, the talk is good, but it's not organized. He says, the grassroots is just not organized. And so perhaps this is what we're also seeing now.
Well, I think somebody is behind this. Basically, mm-hmm. There's stories on Alex Jones that somebody's been paying these people $400 to $600 a week to go out and demonstrate. You don't get literally hundreds of thousands of people out throughout all across the world. This is all over Europe. This is all over South America. This is all over the United States. It's not just in Washington, D.C. and New York, even in my community in Wisconsin. Cities all across America, they have these groups out. Somebody is coordinating them. Mm-hmm. Somebody's putting out a great deal of money, and nobody ever asks who. Well, of course, is up to something. Suddenly, George Soros is putting out a great deal of money. We have an interesting program, a video up on my website under other videos on the web. And basically it's Glenn Beck, and it's really quite well done. He points out that George Soros is certainly behind a lot of this with his Tides Foundation, certainly with several other organizations that he's running, MoveOn.org. And I think I would commend Glenn Beck. I may not agree with him theologically, but I think his information is good. Mm-hmm. But he only has part of the story. And because we're going to be covering more of that later this week, who is really behind this worldwide movement? I mean, you don't get a spontaneous worldwide movement. I mean, you couldn't get the truckers to strike when their incomes were being badly destroyed and with the escalating prices of diesel fuel. But you get these people out all across the world. Who's putting up the money, ladies and gentlemen? Who's coordinating it? Who's putting up the money? We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. Well, Melody, certainly you certainly would have.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Dear 464-8295, people do not understand that the problem is debt, and you can't continue spending more money than you're actually taking in. And this is what many of our people are doing, but it's what our governments are doing. This is what Spain is doing. This is what Portugal and Italy and France have done. And then, of course, this is what's going on here in the United States. Many of our cities, many of our counties, many of our states are spending more money than they're taking in. Now, the federal government's doing that. As we pointed out, we're taking in about $2.2 trillion a year. We're spending about $3.5 trillion this last year. And so basically, every dollar spent, $1.43 has to be borrowed. How long can you continue borrowing money? Eventually, the piper has to be paid because, of course, you accumulate interest on the money you borrow. And, of course, the longer you go, the more interest you have to pay. Until pretty soon, all the money you collect in taxation has to go to pay interest on the debt, and the whole system collapses. This has happened time and again down through the ages, and we're well along the way here. Now, all of our political candidates, none of them really, they talk about, oh, yeah, we got to cut back on the rate of increase of spending. But nobody's really talking about massive cuts except for Ron Paul. And I'm really very pleased, and I think maybe we could discuss briefly Ron Paul's plan, which he presented, which didn't get much play outside of Alex Jones and one or two other websites. But Ron Paul has come up with a plan for what he would do economically if he was the president. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, did you see that plan that Ron Paul put forward? What do you think of it?
I saw him interviewed this morning on CNBC, and they gave him some nice time and everything, and he explained, you know, basically, you know, the departments that he would close and so forth, and where he would make his, I believe, $1 trillion cut. And so, I mean, the gentleman, he's right on. I mean, I agree with everything he says. There's not much that I don't agree. And there was a debate this evening. I didn't have the opportunity to watch it. I tried to look up on some articles prior to the program to see what was said about it. And as usual, you know, he's the invisible man. You know, not one comment, not one, you know, a very small one sentence in reference to him. And it was all about Romney and Perry and Kane. And so he certainly does have a difficult time on his hands, but he certainly is the right man.
Well, basically, of course, Perry has been to the Bilderberg meetings. Sidney Kane is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, came from the Federal Reserve Bank, I think of Kansas City, somewhere there. And basically, he's an establishment man. And you can tell that because they're getting so much play in the media, whereas they're ignoring Ron Paul. But basically, he has come forward and said if he was elected president, the first thing he'd do would be to cut $1 trillion of not of the future increase in spending, $1 trillion in spending. He would actually do away with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of the Interior. He'd do away with the Department of Commerce. He'd do away with the Department of Education, Department of Energy. He would cut back 30% on the Environmental Protection Agency. He would certainly cut back on our military budget. He'd maintain our defense budget. But if you cut our budget in half, why the United States alone would be spending half of the combined budgets of all of the rest of the nations in the world today. We spend more money, certainly, on our education, on our military, than Russia and China together. We spend more money on our military than all of the other nations in the world combined. So basically, we could cut half of what we're spending on the military, and we'd still be spending half of what all the other nations of the world together are spending. And that's what we should do. We need a defense budget. We do not need a military budget so we could be the policemen of the world. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Isn't it interesting? The only person who's really talking about a massive cutting in government spending is the one person who's being ignored by the media, controlled by the socialists, who want to bankrupt our nation. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I was really very impressed with what Ron Paul was thinking about. We have to have massive spending cuts. I mean, they could cut $1 trillion the first year and another $1 trillion the second year. Basically, right now, we're spending about $3.5 trillion a year. And we're only taking $2.2 trillion a year. I mean, you can't keep spending more than you're taking in indefinitely. And yet there's nobody, none of the political candidates, has the courage to say what Ron Paul has said, and that is, we've got to have massive spending cuts. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and increasing taxes isn't going to do it. And that's all they seem to talk about, taxes and taxing the wealthy, and they just take away everything, that because the only way you can quit and bring back the printing of the money and so forth is by doing these cuts. And it's, you don't hear anybody talk about it. You don't hear anybody address it. And they just repeat themselves. They're robotic in their statements. They don't stray from it. They can't discuss it. And they have no ideas. And you can only see how, afraid of Ron Paul, but certainly they, by the way they treat Ron Paul in keeping him out of the press, you can certainly see that he certainly is doing the right thing, because they will ignore anything that is right for this country.
I agree with you as well, and of course, basically Ron Paul has already said he wants to do away with the corporate taxes, and said he wants to do away with the income tax, and he wants to massively cut government spending. We do not need all of these government taxes, Sydney. What we need to do is cut the taxes so our corporations will begin investing. And, of course, if you don't make a profit, or if you can't make a profit, why would you invest? We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom and Sydney Dunn. We're just coming to Ron Paul. If you saw what he wants to do, he wants to simply massively cut the income tax. He wants to massively cut the corporate tax. He wants to massively cut the inheritance tax. He wants to cut essentially the taxes, basically so we can stimulate the economy. And you don't stimulate the economy by increasing taxes or coming up with something like Cain has, 999. Well, he may get his 999 taxes through, but he doesn't say anything at all about really getting rid of the income tax. My fear we end up with the income tax plus 999. Remember, Cain is getting a good play from the media. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He comes from the banking industry, and he apologizes for the Federal Reserve System. He is the establishment candidate, just exactly as Perry is. And, of course, basically they're running them because they fear Romney and they really fear Ron Paul. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think about Ron Paul's suggestion for massive tax cuts. Melody, before we go on, I want you to get out your telephone number, your website, and how people can get in touch with you.
Our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. They can visit the website there, listen to the program, and we always encourage to call. Get your quotes, get your prices on your gold and silver coins. We've got some great prices. We have a wide variety of product available. And I also encourage, if you hear something in the news that you're not sure about, or perhaps you heard something about an item in which you're holding, a gold coin or something that you're holding, you know, please call, because there's a lot of misinformation. Lots of times things are misinterpreted. Lots of times, you know, things go very quickly on various programs and so forth. Something might be mentioned and, you know, perhaps it can be misunderstood. So please, if you have any questions, because it's amazing the things that I hear about various gold products and so forth. I don't think I've ever, even prior to, 2008 and even in the 90s, it has gone to the point of just really bad reporting on various, I just don't understand that either, except they have their own agenda in what they're trying to promote. So at Discount Gold and Silver, we keep our portfolios very basic, very simple, easy to understand. We educate you on the product that you're buying. There will always be buyers for your gold and silver. You will never have a problem liquidating your account, your gold and silver coins. And that is a big question, too. I get a lot of doctors, Dan, well, who's going to buy my coins? I might not be able to sell them. You will always be able to liquidate your coins. Gold will be in very big demand along with silver.
I agree with you. Basically, it's very interesting. We had a guest on recently who stressed the importance of holding only American gold coins. And I had more frantic people calling me that they were holding the Canadian maple leaves. And see, they really wanted if they could sell their maple leaves and buy gold coins, because what this guest had said about be sure that you're holding gold, American gold coins. How would you respond to that?
Don't trade your Canadian maple leaves or your sovereigns or your francs for American gold coins if you already have them. It's the gold in those coins that's going to be valuable and which you will always be able to sell or trade. And again, not knowing what the whole conversation was or why that was actually recommended, but you do want to own things that are recognizable and acceptable, and of course being here in the States. But, keep what you have. You know, it's, when it comes to gold bullion coins, it's really a personal preference. And I believe it had something, someone sent me an email about the Utah legislation that they would be able to deposit their gold and withdraw, use a card or something like that, withdraw to use for spending. I'm not sure if that was part of the same program.
Basically, what had happened is Utah passed legislation.
That I understand.
That you could actually exchange gold, and it could be used certainly in trade parallel with the paper currency, but it had to be American gold coins. That was the stipulation. I think that's where some of this idea came from. But yeah. You could always, if it ever came to that way, you could always trade your foreign coins for American gold coins, but I sure wouldn't be turning them in right at the present time.
Absolutely not. And foreign coins are still fine. Canadian maple leaves would still be fine to purchase at this point in time. And I wouldn't give any state my gold. You know, again, you buy your gold and silver for your privacy. I mean, and that's what's going to be so important in the future is your privacy. That makes you financially independent by owning gold and silver. You know, you're not accountable to anyone. You know, so you do want to keep that to yourself. And if there's any type of exchanging, you can sell it or, you know, you can do your own trading and so forth. But again, when you buy gold and silver, the main thing is your preservation of wealth. And, again, as I mentioned, your gold is your savings account and your silver is your checking account. And we're all on different levels. You know, people have different budgets and funds that are available to them, and that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. We look at what's really, we try to suggest things that are suitable for you, give you a breakdown on not only what you currently hold, and because we should continue to accumulate in these periods of difficulty that we face. So we suggest items that you can continue to add to your portfolio. You don't need to own coin stores. You need to have quality coins in your portfolio and accumulate. And, it can be fun and exciting, and a lot of people are hobbyists and so forth in their acquisitions of their gold and silver coins. But if you're looking to actually preserve your wealth, it's very important that you buy what's suitable for what you're looking to put into the market. No one takes this approach. They usually want to sell you what makes them the most commissions or what you know, or what's easy for them. It isn't even commission sometimes. It's just, you know, they don't have to educate you. You know, just like the online sellers on the internet, they serve a purpose. They have a function. But they don't even want to talk to you. You know, so I often think to myself, what are in the world are people buying? They're just buying anything to save, you know, a little bit. And sometimes saving that little bit, you could probably be a little bit better off and maybe a little bit smarter in your acquisition of gold and silver.
Well, I'm awfully worried that there are a lot of people out there that are simply getting calls from gold sellers who are really sort of almost forcing them to buy the hard sell, you know, the panic. You got to do something now. You're going to lose everything. You don't want to come with me. Don't want to trust all those other guys because they're crooks. So you buy these special commemorative coins that we're offering, and they used to cost three times what they cost now. It's this special bargain. Want to scoop them up while you still can. Have you heard that story?
I've heard all stories. You know what, folks? If anybody calls you on the phone trying to sell you gold coins, I'd hang up on them. I mean, in the almost 20 years that we've been doing this, 17 years that we've been doing this, I can't remember but one time that we actually contacted our customers because we thought it was important that they should do something if they were holding. And, of course, we went through our records and we saw that, you know, a certain group of our customers were holding this particular product. We thought it would be a great time for them to upgrade, and they did, and it worked out well for them. So, and that was the only time. And I plan on doing that again, or any time I see something that we suggest people should upgrade, then we'll call you. We have sent out promotional flyers to clients to keep in touch with our clients. But that's all. So when people call you, what they do is they hire these high-pressured salespeople. They put them in a room. They give them these old numbers that people called and say, call them. And that's how they can move up in the company, is by the number of sales. And they're very forceful. They're very manipulative. And obviously they're successful or they wouldn't be doing it. And so my question to you, you should always, when they say that we have this special coin for you, what makes you so special for you to get that special coin? And because that's usually how they'll start out. So hang up on them. Anybody who wants to know what you're holding, I've had people tell me, Dr. Stan, they get phone calls from places just, well, we think you own gold, and would you like to tell us what you have, and we'll try to tell you how to change it or how to go into something else. I mean, you never sell your gold for other investments. You have it for a reason and a purpose.
And you never tell anybody else what you're holding, that's for certain.
I mean, even when I ask people what they're holding to help them with their portfolios, like, I don't need to know how much you have. I just need to know what you have. You know, you don't have to tell me everything, but that gives me a plan or a direction to help people.
What do you think about collectible coins? Well, I mean, should people be holding a certain number of collectibles? Don't they have a potential to move up and go up very, very well when of course, the real run-up in the price of gold comes?
That's debatable. All coins have a purpose, and they perform accordingly to how they're priced. And historically how they have performed. I believe if you go into a true rare coin collectible, that is for a select group of people. They don't care what the price is. They don't care if the price goes up or the price goes down. Actually, the true rare coin market is doing quite well right now. But most people that I deal with really don't fall into that category. I mean, I have a few rare coin collectors, and they've done well, but they know what they want. And again, it's a very small percentage of most people. They want to buy coins in order to preserve their wealth. You have the semi-numismatics. They're not the rare coins. They're not priced in the same manner. They basically get the play from two markets, the bullion market and the supply and demand side. They perform best when you have a panic-driven market. If you have gold that moves up because it's being pushed up with paper by paper speculators, you know, they'll trade sideways. They can even come down. But anything, no matter what investment you get, if you expect a little bit better leverage, you also have more volatility. Understanding the coins and what they do is the key to having a great portfolio and never being surprised in what you're holding. And again, a lot of even the semi-numismatics, I mean, there are dealers out there who charge 30-plus commissions. That's wrong.
You're talking about 30% commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think that's
wrong. You know, they don't need to do that.
Well, but they like to because that means they make a lot more money. But it's not fair for the individual that's concerned because it's got to go up 30% before you even break even. That's
absolutely. True. You know, and that is not right. You know, that doesn't mean the coins are bad. It means the dealer is bad.
Right. So there are a lot of sharks out there, ladies and gentlemen. They smell blood in the water, and you just want to stay away from those sharks. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, when is that new website going to be available?
I'm still waiting to get the final, I don't know what you call it, the technical stuff. It's basically completed. We just need to have the final numbers in order to actually open the site on the internet. So it's about 90% done as far as the, you know, the viewing capabilities of it. We just need to have so hopefully that'll become, I mean, I'm just waiting any day. I promise you, the next time I'm on your program.
Promise, cross your heart, hope to die? No, don't. You don't have to do that.
No, I don't want to do that last part.
Anyway, our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and basically we're talking about what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a financial crisis. The whole world monetary structure is beginning to crumble. And because most people do not understand what's going on, they're, of course, waiting for things to get better. And I have news for you. They're not going to get better. They're going to destroy the value of the currency, and by that means they're going to impoverish the people and the vast majority of the people in the United States because they do not understand the monetary system. They do not understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. They do not understand the Federal Reserve System or the fact that there is a cabal of bankers who control the government and are manipulating the whole monetary system to their advantage. And believe me, they're investing in gold. And we know that the people of great wealth are investing in gold. It is simply the average individual, they who is in pensions, their money's in pension funds, their money is in annuities, it's in insurance policies. It's in the CDs, it's in the bank deposits. Well, here is where the real losses are going to occur. Because as they destroy the value of the currency, of course, they certainly destroy the value of people's life savings. We're probably at about 11.6 to 8% inflation right at the present time. Probably will be at 13 to 14% inflation by the end of this year, and probably, unless something dramatic happens, 20% inflation next year. That means that they have stolen 20% of your wealth, and they will do that in the coming year. This is going to be a very, very difficult time. Well, Melody, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Well, Melody's with us. I don't know how long she's been with us. Probably she's the oldest of our, and I don't mean old in years, but been with us longer than just about any other advertiser we have. And we've never, not one time, ever had a complaint about Sydney. people who felt that they were taken advantage of, and I'm sure that they would call and let me know. They said they called and let me know about all sorts of things, and we've had a couple of other gold dealers we've actually had to let go, but Cindy Melody's always been fair with her customers, and we've never had one complaint. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
It always amazes me, though, sometimes how it seems people just...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
It's not imaginary. It's very real. You need to get a little pamphlet on the history of money. You need to get Sydney, a little pamphlet on the planned deception. Basically, you have a prophetic warning, I think the title is. It's the talk that Andrew Jackson gave when, of course, he was leaving the presidency. His parting message to the American people. And basically, you can actually go up on the internet, you can look up his farewell address, and you go through it, and the one that's at the top of the page doesn't even mention his battle with the central bank. And then, of course, you go down to the bottom of it, you see in little tiny print that it has been excerpted. In other words, they've just given you what they want to. You can actually get the entire talk, basically. Of course, he spent a great deal of time talking about banking, and we've actually taken that part of his parting address to the American people and put it into a 5-part pamphlet. I did 5 newsletters on it because, of course, it is such a prophetic warning. Andrew Jackson warned that the banks were trying to take over our country. Well, that was in 1837 when he gave that talk. It has come to pass today. Certainly, you could go back and read the little pamphlet we have, The History of Money. You'll find out that there is a cabal that runs the world banking system. We simply quote Professor Quigley on page 324 of his prophetic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And he tells how the central bankers of the world get together in secret meetings to plot on how they are going to take over control of the respective governments and create a world feudalistic system. Now, those are not my words, out of Professor Quigley. Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, professor at Harvard, at Princeton, and then eventually at Georgetown University. The pamphlet, The History of Money. You need to get this information. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand that they do control the world monetary system today. That's why they say, oh, these banks are too big to fail. Why? Because they control the government, and the government controls you. And the ultimate goal is a one-world government, because behind these bankers are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, nothing going on today makes any sense. That's why you must get my information from Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the information that William Kennedy puts out, and we talked about this last hour. His book on satanic crimes, the 4 tape set we have on satanic crimes. And going into the background of these small group of evil and wicked people who control the world. We carry another excellent book by our friend Ted Flynn. It's called The Hope of the Wicked. The Hope of the Wicked. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And I think it's vitally important that you do understand what's going on. And you may